a good way of understanding the ulamas, how it works, is I realize it's a very good tool to use to understand how the ulamas work, like conceptually, is by understanding, you know, the way it works in kingdoms of animals. You have six kingdoms, yeah? Like, life breaks down into six kingdoms. So you have, and I think it's called animalia or something, animals, shrubbery, like trees, whatever, vegetation, fungi, and then there's like three kind of bacteria, like prokaryotic and eukaryotic and some other, forget them, no one knows what they are. Yeah, so that's just the three kind of bacterial kind of things, yeah? But anyway, so you've got animal, vegetable, and fungi, yeah? You could break this down into, you know, doimem, tsomer, chai, medaber, however you want to break it down. But that first level of, like, classification, what is it that all of those things have in common? What is it that animal, vegetation, and fungi have in common? Because l'chore, they're different kingdoms. They're like not connected in any way.
They don't have a neshama.
They have a neshama. Just what's on without having to talk about anything.
Well, they live.
They live. We could say they are even. That would be, I suppose, live would be one level. So you could break reality down into things that live and don't live. Yeah, inanimate and animate. So you could get all of those, say those three things, yeah? Animal, vegetable, and fungi, they could all be contained under the heading life, yeah? And then next to life, there would be another heading, inanimate. Yeah? So you can divide, so reality would divide really into animate and inanimate. And then, so what is it that animate and inanimate have in common? What would be the category that would cover both of them? Things that are alive and things that aren't alive. What would cover both of them?
Tangible.
Oh, so Ruch, that's okay, now we've got another one. So we've got now Gashmias and Ruch. So now you put Gashmias, they're physical, yeah? So then you would have to have a subcategory next to that, Ruchmias. Yeah? So now, what would both Ruchnius and Gashmius be contained under? What would be the umbrella category that
created.
Contains both Ruchnius?
Created.
Yeah, it just created. Is. It is.
I'm saying, but then the new character created and then Hashem creator.
Well, so that's not really that, because that isn't really a category, uncreated. But that everything goes back to that point of it is. It was created. It's not like there's created and non-created. It's not like they're two categories. It's the whole of creation exists under that umbrella clause. What do you call it? Umbrella category, whatever. Umbrella
policy.
Yeah, category. It is. Then it is divides down. And again, just understand this, because you could. I looked this up online to print this out, and you could print out like things that would. You'd never finish with paper, like what this breaks into, yeah? So just like, bear with me, yeah? So you've got it is, and then that breaks down into Ruchnius Gashmius, yeah? If you read the Ramban Kodesh on the beginning of the Chumash, you'll see he speaks about that, yeah? Then Gashmius would break down into animate and inanimate, let's say, yeah? And then animate, yeah, or life and not life, alive and not alive, let's say. Now life would break down into the three kingdoms that we said, let's say, animals, vegetables, and fungi, let's say. So now take animals, yeah? I looked this up a little bit. Animals break down into invertebrates and vertebrates. Yeah, with a backbone, without a backbone. Great. Okay, now, when you've got the backbone, let's go with vertebrates, yeah? So vertebrates, if I remember correctly, breaks down into...
Cold-blooded.
No. Oh, maybe it is mammals and reptiles, I'm not sure. But then at one point it goes into carnivores, herbivores, and omnivores, yeah? Meat, vegetables, or both, yeah? So go carnivores, yeah? Carnivores, now you have feline, yeah? Feline, is a cat. Yeah? Now, feline divides into two categories, big cats and little cats. Yeah, big cats divides into a bunch of categories, like lions, tigers, leopards, cheetahs, etc. Yeah? What?
Bears or mine?
Bears?
Or mine. Never mind.
Okay. So now, then take a lion, yeah? So a lion will now divide down into, like, Asiatic lion, African lion, you know, some Indian lion. What? Sumatran tiger, I think. Either way, but you've got all these tigers are easy. You've got a Siberian tiger, you've got a Bengal tiger, you've got all these different cats, yeah? And then you actually have the name of the cat, like Charlie. Do that? Like some guy in Dubai has a tiger called Charlie. So could you ever point to a Bengal tiger? I mean, you realize how we've explained this now. Bengal tiger is a concept. You can only point to Charlie, the Bengal tiger. You with me? He is a Bengal tiger, but that isn't Bengal tiger. There is no such thing as Bengal tiger in this world. You with me? Let's go up a stage now. Okay, let's just talk about a cat. Is there such a thing as a cat? Sounds really funny a question, yeah? But you hear what I'm saying?
From the point of view
this
of
is
the
a
rules.
Really this will help you understand the four worlds in a very, very deep way. Yeah? Is there such a thing as a cat?
That's why he's standing.
Why wouldn't there be?
That's why he's standing.
Well,
that's why he's standing.
What?
If you're standing outside the branches, you see there's a cat. If you're standing next to the root, you see it's actually a root, but think which called tiger, but the mice is a root.
No, because all you can ever see is a type of a cat. You can't see cat. Because a cat is a tiger, is a lion, right. It's a genus. It's a category of creature. Right. It's a category, so there's no such thing as a cat. Eventually, there's just tabby. Yeah, now that is, you can point to tabby, the individual cat, but he is a subcategory of that category that doesn't, there is no such thing as cat in our world. You with me? It's
so they have a cat exhibit at a zoo. That's not, you're saying they exhibit
it. Well,
it would have to be some kind of cat.
You can't right. give me a cat if you don't now break it down into big cats, little cats, and you choose big. And you don't break that down into tiger, lion, cheetah. Yeah? Mm. Let's choose tiger. Now you break tiger into Bengal, you know, Sri Lanka, whatever, Siberian, yeah? And now, well, even that is not a tiger until you've got that individual tiger. So you can never actually look at cat. You with me? It's a category.
Unless you bring all of them here. If we bring all of the cats in this room, so we can say
maybe
this,
that was the Inyan of Noach's Ark. I don't know. Taylor's Noach. But either way, but you couldn't point at an individual cat. You could take all the cats and like, put them in a liquid, you know, processor, food processor, turn them into a big drink, and say, look, that's cat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it isn't.
So you're basically a cat's a description, not an item.
A cat is a category. It's a field of potential that eventually individual cats will be expressed out
right.
of.
Vegetation is
exactly the same thing. You've got trees and weeds and plants, yeah? And everything works like this. Insects. You know, invertebrates. So you want us to talk about cats, yeah? Well, let's go back up one, and we got to carnivores now. Could you ever point to a carnivore? You could point to a specific carnivore, but you can't point within carnivores as snakes and cats and dogs and... You with me? So you can never point to any... It's all ruchni. It's all conceptual. That's the four worlds. Now, I don't know where it breaks down, which one is where it actually is a new world, because it's a continuum. Yeah, but the initial category that we said, which would be it is, yeah, I don't know if that would begin at the very bottom of Atsilas or the very top of Bria. I don't know. But either way, it's right up there, yeah? When it just is. I could argue both ways. I don't know. Yeah? And I know that Tabby the tiger, yeah, he is in the lower half of Olam HaAsiyah. When you start putting all the fur and the meat and the claws on him. Yeah? You with me?
Right.
That is what the Arbor Ilamas are.
Can you maybe explain? It's close. Like, I'm having a hard enough time understanding the categories of cat, vegetation, how that's what you're trying to say. Like, you can't just point to cat. It's a category versus just an individual cat. But I'm having a harder time understanding what you're talking about when it turns into the Arbor Ilamas.
Okay.
Can you explain the Arbor Ilamas a little bit more?
If we can get the moshul clear, then Arbor Ilamas is just that's you've done it. Let's just get the moshul clear, yeah? So you've got, you could also think about it in terms of like transport. Let's talk about transport, yeah? Like, so you've got a car. It's like, I remember what, I had a guy work for me one time, a really nice, like, sheltered FFB guy, and he once came out to me and was like, Sean, tell me, what's drugs like?
I thought I just asked
him. He says, tell me, what's drugs like? To him, drugs was just this thing called drugs. To me, I have experience with drugs, so I could, you know, I'd say to him, well, what drugs are you referring to? And then it gets stranded down, so that strands down, and then finally you've got some little pill or some kind of thing that you ingest or smoke or whatever, yeah? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So in regards to understand, this is so choshev, in regards to...
Hasagas. Where are hasagas, you know?
Hasagas?
Yeah.
Oh, so in regards to, just to make it very clear, in regards to transport, yeah? So you've got a car. Okay, now tell me, what's more of a car? A Ford Fiesta or a Lamborghini Countach? That's what I remember.
Countach.
Diablo.
Same thing.
Well, tell me a nice car now. An Aston Martin Vantage, yeah? An Aston Martin DB7. What's more of a car? A Ford Fiesta or an Aston Martin DB7? Or a Bugatti Chiron, yeah? That's the really expensive one, yeah? Okay, let's go there. What's more
cars.
Of a car? They're just
the different qualities of the car.
But they're a car. Cars. A Ford Fiesta's not less of a car than
a car.
It's a car. A car's a car. Right. What do you need a definition for a car? So a car needs what? Let's say four wheels, a steering wheel. Need to be,
it's an engine and a move.
And an engine, so maybe, and then you could divide that into electric cars and now into whatever it is. But the difference between a Bugatti Chiron. Well, so tell me, what is the difference between a Bugatti Chiron and a Ford Fiesta? What's
money.
The difference?
Only money.
Forget price.
Feature.
That isn't the difference. That's just an imaginary difference.
Power.
What's
features.
The real difference?
Feature
power.
Features. But if you were to take away the features that make it, the real difference...
Then you'd have Ford Fiesta.
Oh, you have a brakes, you have brakes, and you have pedal.
The real... Yeah, you can't take the
four
features.
Wheels.
If you take away...
You can't take one
the
wheel.
Only features you could take away would be
well,
that don't
make
it a car.
That make it a car.
That's the point. You can't take those
it
away.
It has brakes, it has wheels, it has steering.
Same
wheel.
Question.
So it's not more features.
Yeah,
it's not features. The
wheel.
Difference
bicycle,
is
yeah.
The materials. The construction. That's Olam HaAsiyah. It's a difference of material. You with me? How is the engine constructed? What are the wheels made of? Yeah? Where's the placement of this and that? You with me? How does it come together? But conceptually, a car is a car. A Ford Fiesta is just as much as a Bugatti, yeah? So you can't take the features away that make it a car because there wouldn't be a car anymore. So that isn't the difference. That's not the difference. You with me? The difference is the materials and the build of the car. It's not like the Bugatti is built better than the Fiesta, it's built differently to the Fiesta. You could argue maybe it's not built as good as a good Toyota or something, I don't know, maybe it won't last as long as a strong Toyota. But it's a difference in the build, yeah? So think like this, so Bria, I know I'm like throwing loads of stuff around, but hopefully it'll come together. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but Hashem has this plan. That the Bria is called Yesh Me'ayin. Bria is when it just pops into existence. It wasn't, and now it is.
The second one after Atzilus?
Yeah. So Olam Bria really is... In the Tanya, he...
And Atzilus is Ayin?
Aleph.
I'm saying, no.
Oh, like, iron with an
iron that.
Yeah, Atzilus is not. Atzilus, we do call Atzilus a world. We do call it an oilam. But to call it a world is a very much like a borrowed term. Because it's. There's like. There's no tzimtzum there.
A world is a category of itself.
Like the difference between Atzilus and Bria, the difference between the lowest place in Bria, in Atzilus, and the highest place in Bria is infinitely more than the highest place in Bria compared to the lowest place in Atzilus. You get me? It's a completely different kind of... We call it an oilam. We have Arba Oilamas, but it's a completely different... It's like the difference between... Well, that's why it's called the Kisei. Bria is called the Kisei Covered. So what's Atzilus? If Bria is called the Kisei Covered, what's Atzilus?
What's the Kisei
Covered? Covered.
Oh, covered.
That's the covered. So the covered of Hashem, it's like you walk, you know, Lahavdil, you can imagine if, I always think of Donald Trump, because he's like in my mind, like a real emperor, yeah? So he walks in, yeah? He's covered. Like if he walked into this room, yeah, things would not be the same as they are right now. Yeah, there would be a tangible difference, yeah? That's his covered. That's a covered is that that's like the rays of the sun. From the sun is completely called
himself.
The covered of the sun.
If we knew it
exudes from him.
It's even if we knew he was on his way here.
What?
If we knew he was coming.
Maybe it is. By Donald Trump, it could be that it is imaginary. No, but by a real sun, okay, you're right. What you said is probably because by a king, it is maybe that it's imaginary. But there is the Indian of the covered of... The Indian of the covered of someone is like, you can't separate it from them, just like you can't separate the light of the sun from the sun. That's why it's called Atzilus. It's a netzal. It's emanated. It's not something other. It's him. His clothing. That's already something other than him. Yeah. That's why Bria is called Kisei covered, because it's already something else. I know we're all like very firm in Hasidish here. So we say, oh, Einod Mavadoi, and there's only a Sherman. Yeah. Which is true, yeah, but you also have to look at it from another perspective, that Bria downwards is something other than Hashem. It is something other than Hashem. You have to know that it isn't, but you have to also appreciate that it is, yeah? Meaning that it's not just... That's where otherliness comes into play. Bria is where... Atzilus is called Kulotoy. Bria is called Miat Ra... Ruboy Toiv, Yitzir is Chetzi Chetzi, and the Seer is Ruboy Ra Miat Toiv. So by like the idea of people talking about experiencing Atzilus doesn't make any sense, because you can't experience Atzilus. There is no sense of you in Atzilus. There's no
because
being.
Because we're Ruboy Ra.
By Bria, but by
so because the me that exists in the world.
That's called Ra.
Is the Ra of me can't go to Atzilus, but there's that little piece of Atzilus that.
But that part, that's not separate from God. The idea of Toiv and Ra is that Toiv is bottle to Hashem. It's like a window. Just it's nothing unto itself, and Ra is its own thing. It's like a brick wall. So that's the definition of Toiv and Ra. So when we say that Atzilus is Kulu Toiv, it means there aren't, like, whenever we talk about angels in Atzilus and, like, you know, Sichlium in Atzilus, it's all completely different to when we're talking about in Bria, Malachim in Bria, and Heicholos in Bria. It's completely different. Yeah, worlds are made of Spheres, Heicholos, Neshamas, and Malachim. I think that's the word I'm from.
What's
Heicholos? Heicholos is like chambers, which it's not. It's like outside of the spheres. Spheres are the reality. The spheres are the Ribono Shel Olam, so to speak. That's always the panemius of the world. In the spheres, there's never Ra. Yeah, there's no Ra in spheres ever. Yeah, and there's no sense of self in spheres. Spheres don't have any sense of self. That's the very essence of the world. And then it goes on concentric layers and it becomes more and more aware of itself. Yeah? So by Bria, there is the beginnings of awareness of self, which is called Ra. Yeah, not like malevolent, satanic. It just means a sense of independent reality from God. Yeah?
So Atsilas would be only spheres then.
So yeah, exactly, and even the spheres are one. Again, we talk about the whole Ariza is all about Atsilas and the makeup of Atsilas and how it's composed of Ma and Ben and the two from the Shvira. What happened? That's what caused the Shvira Sakelim the Shvira Sakelim
affected.
Like the fall off of Shvira Sakelim is what Atsilas is made of. It's kind of clumsy.
So,
it's not tough. It's like there was a Shvira and like stuff came out. Let's just say in a very simple way, there was a Shvira, yeah, and stuff broke. Like the Kalim fell down, yeah. That created the worlds of Bri, Atsilas. So those are worlds of Kalim. They're not Oirus. The Oirus, then all funny stuff happened to the Oirus, let's just say, and they reconstituted themselves, those pieces formed together in a certain configuration. That's what we call Atsilas, which are not, they're not the Oirus, they're lights, they're not, so it's all light. The Kalim of Atsilas are like not really Kalim. By Bria, Kalim really begin, and that's why there's a sense of independence, that's where Klipa begins, and that's why we are able to say me, I, and choose myself. That was the point of the Shira, so that you would be able to have the ability to not choose that. That's the whole point of it. Shem really pulled out all the stops to give us free will. If you learn about the Shira, what that was, and it's all just so that I can, when my wife does something really annoying, the whole thing was just so I can just sit there and hold my, and just breathe. Crazy, you read thousands of pages of Kabbalah just so that I can sit there and go like this and not open my mouth. That's an unbelievable trip. The whole thing was just to allow you to not reach for that third piece of cake. It's a trip when you think about what it all comes down to. Or the fourth piece, depending on what you're holding. First piece, fourth piece, tenth piece. So Bria, Bria is when it comes into being, yeah? So like the clay becomes the clay, poof, now there's a lump of clay. Before there was no lump of clay, now there's a lump of clay. Yeah, that is the transition from Atsilas to Bria, which is an infinite gap. Because there was nothing, now there's something. Yeah, that's Bria.
In the analogy that we gave before with the categories, that would be not existing and existing.
And now it just is. It just
that's
is.
So then Atsilas is the place of not existing in
Hoyle. That's why you call it iron.
The iron at the Yesh.
That's why it's called iron. As we say, Yesh Me'ayin. This world's a Yesh Me'ayin. Iron is Atsilas. Yeah. So that transition from Atsilas to Bria is the materialization, ruchni-wise, of a piece of wet clay. So now what's Yetzirah?
Taking a shape.
So you take that piece of clay and you mold it into a brick. It's the same piece of clay now, but it's being given tsura, form. Yeah? So then what's a seer?
The brick becomes construct.
When you take that brick and put next to it another brick and next to it another brick and next to it another brick, etc., you build a house. That's those worlds. So Bria, it comes out of nothing. Yetzirah, you take that newly materialized lump and you form it, you give it some kind of form, yeah? And Asiya is when you put those forms in place and you create something Well, you're not really creating. You can't really say you create a house. You make a house. That's why it's called a seer, or you build a house. You don't form a house. Like, you form a vase, yeah, or a figurine. You form a vase. You don't form a house. You make a house. That's why it's called Olam HaSeir. Whereas Yetzirah now is, Yetzirah is the taking of the Chomer and just working with that in a certain way. Yeah? So now, let's go back to the car thing, yeah? So if you've got, we're all agreed on the fact that a Bugatti and a Fiesta is a car. Yeah? They're in the category of car. The difference between the Bugatti and the Fiesta is the build of the car, is the construction of the car, the materials used in the car. That's the difference. Now go back a step higher. Now what would car be a part of? You could maybe say transport, yeah? Because what calls mind, you've got a car, well, you can't group that with a boat, and you can't group that with an aeroplane. Those are just different categories, yeah? But they all are consumed under the header transportation. And now transportation is different from kitchen utensil. I don't know. Yeah? You with me? So now we've got transportation and houseware. Yeah? So houseware divides off into a couch, yeah? You can probably buy a Louis Vuitton couch, no? But you could probably spend, you know, $100,000 on a couch, and you could go to Meir Shalom and pick up a couch for 200 shekels. They're both couches, again, the difference in the construct of the couch and in the materials of the couch. That's all a din on Olam HaAsiyah. That's the idea of the cats. Yeah? The difference of the cats is to do with the construct and the build of the cat. Yeah? How much of the cat? Less, more, etc. Yeah? Quantity. And materials. But so now the concept of transport is you could never point to there's not even a word for it. You can't point to transportation. It will always be expressed. Yeah. It has to be expressed in some form, be it a car, and you can't even point to a car.
You're saying like the world of Asiya is just like the cat. There's Tabby the cat. That's the old Asiya. And then the other cats, this is all just like the way that this...
Well, I don't... So this is... Yeah.
That's Asiya, and then the Yetzira would be the category.
So this is the point. I'm telling you the top and the bottom. And I don't know where it... I'm just giving you the idea, because it's... When it talks about the Olamas, it talks about three different worlds, but there's Ein Mispar to the Olamas. There's no number, because it's a gradation. There's three types. It's like, according to his wisdom, yeah, his Baruch, there's like when he says, well, when it turns from like, when it turns from a, we've used so many Moshan now, when it turns from, going from Atzilus to Bria would be the idea of it just is. Yeah, let's say. That covers everything. Now, at some point, now you've got like vertebrates and invertebrates. I don't know where Hashem says that is the cutoff for Bria. And now Yetzira is going to be vertebrates, invertebrates, which divides into carnivores, herbivores, omnivores. I don't know where that will break down. And then I don't know where the final breakdown is, where you know Tabby the cat, that singular cat, is definitely a product of the lowest level of reality. Get this clear? It's important. This is a very important idea.
Can you learn it from the first bracha of Krishna? Or like weird categories? Or is that not... Is there...
Probably. I don't know. I never thought about that. But it says first, it says Yetzir'or by Yehoshach. It says it the wrong way around.
Right.
Because really, when we say that creation is Yesh Mi'ayin, really, creation is Ayin Mi'yesh. Meaning, Hashem, creation is a product of Tzimtzum, of Hakika, of how do you say Hakika?
Engraving.
That's what creation really is. So the good way of understanding that is like if you've got a rock, yeah, this is how to understand your reality. You have a clean, perfect rock, yeah?
Rock?
A rock, yeah, like an FN. Yeah, and you take out some kind of tool, and I scratch in that rock, Daniil. Daniil, yeah? By a tzaddik, by a real tzaddik, that would just be the most slight, barely visible, couldn't even call it a scratch, just enough by a real tzaddik. That there would be a remez to Daniel, but it's not by a rasha, yeah? It would be scratched in so, so deep, meaning that the more the rock, in the moshul, the rock is Hashem, yeah? The rock is Hashem. The more you remove of that rock, the more sense of self you have. You know what I mean? So the tzaddikim don't. There's no sense of self. They're kulu for the klal, because that. So that maybe that's an inyan why on Shabbos you just do a little scratch on the challah, and in the week the halakha is you cut mamash through the challah mamash. Maybe. But the idea of the scratching away of the rock, meaning the less Hashem there is in you, so to speak, and what is that filled with? What in place of Hashem, what is there? In the moshul, it's just empty, it's just halal apnui. There's just empty space. Yeah, so that empty space is our sense of self. The more empty space there is, that's why the more selfish and narcissistic somebody is, the more nothing they feel, and the more they strive to fill that empty hole. And the more holy you are, which means there's not so much scratched away, well, there's the no needs. Those scratches are your needs, whatever you want to call them, you understand? It's a very helpful analogy, yeah? So really, in Birchas Kriyas Shema, it says, Yotze Or, Uboi Choshech, is because really, Atzilus is a Yotze, really, from Hashem. Yeah, the Boire Or, which in the Navi is Boire Ra, you know that, yeah? they chose a different Lashon. Chazal chose a different Lashon. Yeah, but that is the beginning of Bria, meaning really, Ra, just like Choshech is an absence of light, Ra is an absence of Hashem. That's it. It's very simple. So that's the oimich that I understand of what he said there. But what I'm trying to give over is that these arba olamos, yeah, are they're conceptual in a sense where they are. It's like what the shaykh of what got created? Did you see the word tiger in Sheshish Mei Bereishis? But there are tigers, no?
Adam.
What?
That's Adam named
them. What?
Adam named them.
He named them. But there was no mention of tiger. There's no word tiger in...
That was an ape.
Well, but that's a type of cat. A tiger's different to a lion. He didn't talk about lions, tigers, cheetahs, leopards, pumas, mountain lions, lynxes,
fish
snow
and
leopards.
There's fish and birds.
There's fish and birds and animals, high as behemoths.
Right, but there's no tuna or salmon.
So this is the what? Yeah, that's the point. So this is
listen.
It's a very different idea. This is Mamash understanding. This is exactly what the Shaykh of Emunah explains. Is that so? What? So let's say you've got chaya. Yeah, we've got chayas and behemoths. Yeah, so under behemoths comes cows, goats, sheep, etc. Yeah. Under chayas, you've got tzviim, lions, tigers, bears, yeah. But it doesn't say that. So this is what the Alter Rebbe says at the beginning of Shaykh Emunah. If we understand it, is that from the gematrias and the chilufi oisis of the resh lamed aleph. Chelufe Oisius. Reish Lamad Are Reish Lamad Aleph Share Chelufim What's it called? 1 minute. What's Reish Laman Hal? Why is it 231? This opens up the door for endless vortlach at your Shabbos table. Endless. You can say anything you want now because, what's it called? Reish Laman Hal. 1 minute. It means that if you take a circle of the 22 oases of the alphabet, yeah, and you link Aleph to Taf, Aleph to Shin, Aleph to Reish, all the way to Aleph to Base. Now you take Base, you don't need to link Base to Aleph because that's already linked. So now you link Base to Gimel, to Dalet, to Hay, to Vav, yeah. By the time you get back to Taf, you don't need to link Taf to anything because it's all been linked. That will give you 231 lines. You with me? Mm-hmm. I suppose it would be the if you add
so you make
the
factor. From half to base, and then a
fact,
line
right?
From
not fact. That's times it.
You mean a line from half to base, and then a line from
Aleph to Gimel, Aleph to Dalet, Aleph to
right,
yeah. So basically, it means that according to this chalufa oasis, because you've got all these different chalufa oasis, yeah. You can transpose different letters with different letters, yeah. You've got the gutturals, and then you've got the haymoit sursa pair. So you've got Aleph, Ayin, Ches, whatever. You've got the ones that come from the guttural, yeah. That those all can get transposed on each other. Then you've got the labial, you've got the teeth, Taf, Sadi, yeah, etc. Base is the lips, Mem is the lips. They can also. Then you've got what's it called? Atbash. Yeah, then you've got Albag, then you've got all these Khalifi Oasis, yeah, we think it's all cute and like, yeah. That's how the world got turned into, it's all from the Khalifi Oasis, and remember that every letter can be transposed with every other letter. That's the Reish Lamed Aleph. So from higher, yeah, comes down, however it works out, you've got feline, canine, equine, caprine, porcine, what?
Bovine.
Yeah, all of those categories, yeah? Those are like higher categories. So they are lefts. There was less chalufa oisius and less gematrias and stuff. Those are closer to the root of the concept of higher, yeah? And then from those categories, then the oisius change again and again and again until you end up with Adam's final job was to name the animals. The individual animals. That one was called Ari. Yeah? That's the final thing.
Something special about the very last.
It's the only one that you could actually point to.
Esav was just one before the last, and Yaakov is the last. So Yaakov is more choshev, you know. Esav is really Asuri. He has got something.
Nishmas Yisrael is considered the last.
Really?
Even after the... Yeah.
So in the beginning, then, you were able to point it. It's interesting.
Well, yeah,
because
it
was one, that was her name.
That was the thing itself.
So
the
tiger
that
was it. It's just right there, that tiger.
Yes, this is tiger.
That split into whatever,
yeah. You understand? So now, going back to this, Abia, yeah? Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asir, Hey. So what's this, the Aleph, yeah? This means I will express myself. So you realize that what you're looking at in this world, everything you see by definition is an expression of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a subcategory of 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 him. Bechvod of Atzmo. Isn't that an amazing idea? Mamash amazing. So that's the inyan of Asir and the hay would be really see again like I said that Asir is not really Asir is not the
Asir is like the cat but not tabby.
Yeah, exactly. Asir it's still ruchni. Asir they call in Sifrei Chabad they talk about the lower half of Asir which becomes this Olam Gashmi, the lower half of Asir. And the higher half of Asir is still Ruchni. Yeah, the base of Mikdash is in the lower half of Asir. Yeah? the physical base of Mikdash is in the lower half of Siyah. So in a sense, you could call that the hay at the end here. It's just a very, it's a beautiful illusion, because that's what it is. It's mamash what it is, and it's in order exactly how it is. So, so what?
It's a big chesed of Hashem.
What?
It's, I think it's a huge chesed. I think the Hashem talks about it. The Hashem wants this expression of Hashem all the way to us, all the time. He's a big chesed. Because that's how we can connect to him right away.
That's the only way you can have anything
to
do with
him. Connect the whole time.
That, that's the same as with you as well. I can't, without your goof, I can't communicate with you. So it's well, you could say with the telephone, yeah, you can talk with
it. No, so if I know that you followed, I know that we, this is kind of ridiculous. Like, so
really, but no. Really what happens is, the way reality works, Minastam, is that I sit in front of your goof,
right,
and I talk to you, not your goof. Right. If you ever spoke to somebody who's talking to a goof, you'll feel, people do that as well, don't they? People even talk to clothing. Yeah, but if you talk to somebody who's actually talking to your goof, not to you, you will feel incredibly, yeah, like how a woman would feel when a man, like, you ever seen that, you know, you've seen a guy picking up a girl, yeah, and you're looking like thinking that that's a guy talking to a goof. That's a guy who's manipulating a person through a goof. Manipulating a rotzon through a goof. All he wants is the goof, yeah? And if she actually ended up in a relationship with this person for more than, you know, to let things actually kick in, she would feel completely hated by him. When you love someone for something else, yeah, then you feel hated. If you're to marry a woman for her money, then she would, even if you quite like her, she's not a bad person, but she will feel hated compared to the money. That's what it means. That's why we say that Hashem hates Klipa. It wasn't mean Hashem hates Klipa. Because Hashem loves his whole world, yeah? It means relative, because Klipa is a means to an end. You don't have any end, there's no use for a Klipa. The whole point of a Klipa is it packages the fruit, then you break it off, you break open the egg shell, you break open the rind of the orange, and you throw it away. So when we say that Hashem hates Klipa, it means a relative hate. It means that it's, I mean, he has to love it in a sense for it to be. That's like how he causes stuff to be. The energy of Chesed causes it to be. But he hates it relative to what he wants, which is, that's the whole inyan of Rosh Hashanah with the apple, because V'yapach, V'yapav, yeah, that Hashem blew into Adam, yeah, the neshama. Well, how did Hashem make the world? With speech, with dibur, with a mirror. But he blew the neshama into Adam. So that's, there's, you can talk for a very, very long time, yeah? People can talk for a long, long time. But you can't blow for a long time, yeah? Because the two different breaths, there's the inner breath and the outer breath. The inner breath is Mituchi and Mepinimiyusa, that's the breath of the neshama, that's the inner. Oh, good, we'll get it. Now we just ended up getting back to tshuva. We'll finish, but now I can see how it gets back to tshuva. So Hashem blew the neshama, yeah, from his inner self. That's him. In the Lashon of the Tanya, it brings in the Zohar, Mepinimiyusa, Metoichiyusa, Mepinimiyusa. Which order is it? Metoichiyusa, Mepinimiyusa. Shetoichias a panemius hachias sheba adam moitzi benefichasai bekoyach. When a guy blows with koyach, that comes out, yeah? So the neshama is the Rabbi Nishroyan's inner. That's what he really wants. He wants a yichud of him and the neshama, yeah? That's called kucha brech v'shchinte. That's a yichud of kucha brech v'shchinte, yeah? So what did he have to do, so to speak? What did he have to do to allow that to take place? He had to speak a world into being. Because without this world being spoken into being, there would be no arena for that to take place where that part of him could choose to be nisdabek back to him. And that's, why is it called V'yapach? to blow. What's the kesher between Yapach and Tapuach? Tapuach and Yapach is the same oisius. Yeah. So in Skin Sudasana it says Hakal Tapuchin Kedushin. What's the inyan of the holy apple orchard? That's the Shechina. The holy apple field, the orchard, is the Shechina. The individual neshamas that are shaykh to each of us are the apples that grow out of that. That's the kesher between Knesset Yisrael and your neshama. Knesset Yisrael is the shoresh, that's also called Shechina, by the way, yeah? Or imatato, there's a bunch of words for that, yeah? Knesset Yisrael, imatato, and Shechina is all the same thing. Is the word that we also rochel meinu is the word that we use to describe the source of our individual neshamas, which are called neshamas, yeah. So that's the hakal tapuchin. So the field of the apples is the shechina kedosha, and the individual apples, which is you and me, so to speak, those are outgrowths of that. With me. We exist in potential in the apple field. So now the world was made with a mirror. That's klipa. The world is made of klipa. The world has to be made of klipa so that it has some kind of independent reality, yeah? And the whole point of that is that Nishmas Yisrael can be nizdabek back to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Shechina and a Kodesh Baruch Hu can come together in a Yichud. So now I don't know this story. We didn't get to. Sorry for wasting the thing, but this is the difference between Tshuva Tata and Tshuva Elah. I didn't know how this was going to work out, but this is exactly the point that you've heard of these two terms, Tshuva Tata and Tshuva Elah. There's lower tshuva and higher tshuva, yeah? So they're both returning the hay, toshuv hay, yeah? That's how the Rebbe Joshua says it, toshuv hay, the final hay. So what's the final hay of Hashem's name? In the spheres? Yud is Chochmah. The first hay is Bina. Vav is the Vav Kitzv is the 6 meters. Yeah, Chesgul Tfez Nodchel Yisrael Malchus. Malchus. Yeah, what's Malchus in what's our Malchus? What is our Malchus?
What depends on us is our Malchus, no?
So Malchus is yeah, but that's the second point. Malchus is expression of yourself. Malchus is expression. Yeah? How do you express yourself? Behavior. Thought, speech, and action. So Malchus is thought, speech, and action. That's your behavior. So Tshuva Tata is a Ziva Sachet. Stop being an idiot. That's Tshuva Tata. Just stop doing that. Stop doing what's wrong.
So it's within the realm of
Malchus. That's returning the lower hay to Hashem's name, because it's really his Malchus. His expression comes to us, yeah? What's his expression? What's his behavior? His behavior is Tayyat Mitzvahs. That's what he wants to do. We want to play golf and go on holiday and, you know, etc., yeah? But his golf and holiday, so to speak, is Tayyat Mitzvahs. And he entrusted us. He was Miyachid, his Malchus, with us, which means he entrusted that's unbelievable. He entrusted his expression with us. Meaning if we don't behave correctly, we stifle Hashem.
But we're expressing him in the wrong way.
What?
Are we expressing?
If we don't do Torah and Mitzvahs, if we get on with
it,
then he's not having expression.
There's an expression, but it's a distorted expression.
Well, it's not his expression. It's expression of the other side.
Right.
So now, why is it called Nachas Ruach? What is Nachas Ruach? What's Ruach?
Giving life.
Ruach is the six directions, which is really Ruach is emotions. What is it that expresses itself? is your emotions are what get expressed. So when we are good boys and girls, yeah, then Hashem has a nachas ruach, meaning that it's he's expressing himself through us. That's called nachas ruach. His ruach, which is his emotions, get expressed through the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's malchus, you with me? So
that ruach, I don't know, that is chacham bina das.
That's a product of, let's say, that's a product. The midas are a product of the seichel. But anyway, so nachas ruach is when a person is Hashem is watching his yidden do tov mitzvahs, yeah, and he is having expression. That's called nachas ruach. It's in the word mamash. Nachas is like he gets to express himself. So kol zman that our behavior is not correct. Yeah, that means that his final hay, the final hay of his name, is in galus. So tashuv hay, tshuva tatar, is a zivas hay, means I'm not doing that anymore. That's the returning of the hay to his name, the lower hay. Now that is all shayach to us, yeah? That's a big part, maybe the main part of Yom Kippur for us, is returning to Hashem, is this recommitment of not dwelling on all the averas that we've done, but a recommitment to this is it, finished. I'm not doing anything that's not Masada anymore. I'm recommitting, I'm giving you back my behavior. My behavior from now on is going to be exclusively Tariag Mitzvahs. That's the only right thing, like we said many times. Remember, imagine sending a file to print on your printer, and on the screen, yeah, it comes up like a middle finger. And he says, you know what, leave me alone. I don't feel like it. Come back to me in an hour or two. That is exactly analogous to us not pulling our weight in this world. It's just a chutzpah. It's just pasha a chutzpah. It's just ridiculous. You wouldn't allow that from somebody who works for you. Someone's working
for you.
But it still doesn't make it any more. Doesn't make it any more acceptable.
Still,
you have someone work for you. You've had employees. No, you've had employees.
Sure.
Yeah, you've had employees. Yeah. How unacceptable is it when you ask them to do something and they say, "Leave me alone."
They get fired.
How many times do they get to say that?
It's
unacceptable.
That's the Shem's Rahmanas that we're still here.
It's unacceptable, but it always happens.
You're right, but it doesn't make it any more acceptable. If the guy turns around to you, yeah, you say, "Why don't you do this?" He says, "Well, he's not doing it like my kids." You know, why aren't you doing the worship? Well, he didn't do it. Well, that's a heter. That's more of a reason why he should do it. It's just unacceptable. You know it's unacceptable. How can you not pull your weight? It's just pressure. Sorry to be so blunt, but so that's the foundational level of Yom Kippur. Yeah, is I'm going to stop being a machutzav. I'm going to stop being a hypocrite because I know that people in my house. Yeah, there's a leeway. I understand there's a leeway. Yeah, but you have to schlep your weight. You have to pull your weight. You have to. If you're in my business, you have to pull your weight. Yeah.
That's like swami ra. Sounds like.
Yeah, like what even us in terms of way? It's just my behavior. I'm giving Hashem my behavior. But what about your inner world? Yeah, well, that you can't expect from your employee. That's not expect. If he doesn't always have to feel like it, you know, you're not going to get upset with your employee if he's not like, yeah, what can I do for you? Yeah, if he's like, well, I'm really tired today, but yeah, let me work out for you. You give him a pat on the back. Yeah. So tshuva tatar is shaykh to every yid. Except for who? The tzaddikim, because their behavior is mamash fix. Their behavior, what behavior have they got to return back to Hashem? There's no, their behavior is mamash good. What?
Lishma.
So now this is tshuva ilah, yeah? Tshuva ilah is the returning of the higher hay, which is what? What is that?
Ketel.
What?
Ketel.
What?
Ketel.
No. Tshuva is bina. Tshuva ilah is the returning back of the higher pay. Listen to this. This is mamash beautiful. You're just in time for something very, very special. Tshuva ilah is. We said the analogy of the glass blower.
Yeah.
The yechida is the initial thought that the glass blow out, or the initial rot suddenly has to blow the glass thing, yeah? To glow the vase, whatever. Yeah? Then the higher is the air inside his lungs. So it's like it's not as meyuchad, it's not as bound up with him as the initial rot someone thought, yeah? Then the neshama is when that air starts coming out of his mouth. The ruach is as that air is coming down the tube. And the nefesh is the air that lands in the vessel, yeah? Tshuva ilah, which is shaykh to every yid, by the way, sorry. Tshuva tatar is only shaykh to us. Only shaykh to Rishoyim, basically. People who aren't, whose behavior isn't 100%, yeah? And that's very important. That's the most important thing to do at first. But tshuva ilah, which is hopefully by the time we get to ne'ilah, when there is no more chayt b'chlal, and we've completely recommitted. And if someone's to come to you right now with whatever your treif kite is, everyone has their chayt, yeah? Comes to you just before ne'ilah and offers it to you on a plate, yeah? You would mamash smash it out of their hands, yeah? You're in mamash good shape. So ne'ilah is the returning back to the palace. Ne'ilah tshuva ilah is tshuva ilah is when the neshama goes back into the lungs of the glass blower. Tshuva ilah is the experience, and that's available to the tzaddikim as well. Tshuva ilah is the non-experience, I suppose, of going back inside the Rabbeinu Shloim, and that's what the Lubavitch Rebbe said. In regards to Ne'ilah, his chiddush with Ne'ilah is not that you're outside watching the gates close, is you're inside now and the gates are closing. Mm. That's what happens by the end of Yom Kippur, is not that now the gates are closed and now it's back to life, it's no, now the gates are closed, but you're inside. And that should hopefully give you koyach to keep going for the rest of the year. Swat Hashem. Shkoyach.